Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tornadoes are possible as Tropical Storm Debbie moves up the East Coast. One possible twister hit near Rocky Mount, North Carolina last night. Erica Bilton says she felt one in South Carolina, where Debbie made a second landfall overnight.
We heard it coming. It sounded like a train. Yeah, it was wild. Craziest thing I've ever been through.
Heavy rain and flooding from Georgia to Vermont into the weekend. On the presidential campaign trail, the Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are targeting swing states. They were in Wisconsin and Michigan Wednesday and being followed around by Republican VP candidate J.D. Vance.
The race for the White House in full swing, with both campaigns battling to win the Midwest. Air Force Two and J.D. Vance's campaign plane meeting on the tarmac.
I just wanted to check out my future plane.
Holding dueling rallies in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
ABC Selena Wang. The government's weekly jobless claims report is due out this morning. Analysts say more claims could mean the economy is weakening. This is ABC News. Today marks 1 year since wildfires tore across Maui. The island's mayor tells ABC News homes are being rebuilt sooner than many in the community had expected.
1 year later, Maui Mayor Richard Bisson is reflecting on how far his island has come since this time last year and the help that poured in.
Over 70 countries came through with donations and support for us. I mean, that's amazing.
Homes are beginning to rise again from the ashes. There are new signs of life in Lahaina.
The recovery is coming along so much quicker than anticipated.
While it's been a long year, his teams thought it would take much longer to begin rebuilding.
We told everyone 2 to 3 years, you'll get your first building permit.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Delta passengers have filed a class action lawsuit claiming the airline refused to offer full refunds on flight delays or cancellations during last month's global computer outage. Travelers say Delta paid partial refunds only if they signed waivers against pursuing further legal claims. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competed in fencing, she's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz in Eau Claire Wednesday. Here's James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, held a rally in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz were met with cheers from an enthusiastic crowd and chants like, "We're not going back." Their remarks focused on their vision for the future of America, including access to abortion, strengthening the middle class, and criticisms of the Project 2025 agenda. Campaign staff estimated a 12,000-person crowd in the Eau Claire event district.
James Kelly reporting. Republican running mate J.D. Vance also in Eau Claire Wednesday. The Ohio senator is holding adjacent events known as bracketing as the Democratic ticket campaigns in key swing states. Vance says it's important for the Trump campaign to talk to people and make their case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers win the series in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers bats with a big bounce back again. After a 10-0 performance Tuesday, Milwaukee came back with another 8-5 win last night to take the series over the Braves, and they did it against veteran lefty Chris Sale, manager Pat Murphy.
We forgot we faced Chris Sale. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's one of the best in the game, and he made big pitches at big times. He was tremendous. Had some things go our way, but we left a small village on base. But then we kept pecking away. Instead of getting discouraged, we kept pecking away, and you got to credit the guys. guys.
NFL, scary moment at the end of practice. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson went down holding his knee after colliding with a safety on a ball thrown by Jordan Love.
I thought it was solid. I'm glad, you know, Jordan, you know, took a shot on that one. Tried to go up and get it. I think we just came down a little awkward. I don't know if it was his like knee or his cleat, but something just kind of hit me in the knee. But I think it hurt a lot worse in the moment than, you know, I thought. You know, I'm just wasn't too serious.
That's wide receiver Christian Watson. The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 75, wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, still breezy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the punk band Radio for Pets, who will blow the roof off the joint live in the studio, and Milwaukee-based actress and comedian Alicia Alstetter.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Lacked coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay, we will.
All right. 92.7 WMDX. Good to have you with us. John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Catherine Lake. Sam's behind the controls. Weather today looks just fine. 62 degrees right now, highs in the mid-70s. Mainly sunshine, a few clouds moving in later on. Hey, let's get right to the phone lines. We've got somebody hanging on here. Catherine, somebody named Sherry is on the phone this morning. Wants to talk to you, I believe.
Morning, sis.
Your sister?
Where is she?
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Hi.
There it is. Well, you know, sorry. Okay.
Well, okay. So we're...
Weather, right? There's the Hurricane Debbie.
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
Used to play flute with her in the symphony that she was in. The tropical storm Debbie is now heading across the southeast and making landfall as a hurricane early Monday. Has not entirely ended. And now it's going across the Carolinas. Significant rainfall. How's Virginia? That's where Sherry is.
How are things going over there?
It's funny that you called. When you called me, it was raining cats and dogs and it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Alexa how much longer it's going to rain, and it's going to be 8 more days. It's going to be a very slow-moving storm. But more importantly, it's not just the storm itself. It's what it really means is happening around the world, you know, the global warming.
Yeah.
Right.
And instead of Debbie is not on the front page. She's on page 5. It says Tropical Storm Debbie churns up the East Coast, and that's what's happening. But the front page has nuisance flooding projections released. So I have in Norfolk all the time nuisance flooding. It's going to be a sunny day, blue sky day, and it's flooding.
What's the word?
Page. That's crazy.
What's the phrase? What flooding?
Nuisance.
Nuisance.
Like it's a nuisance.
Nuisance. I see.
It's a nuisance flooding.
Some sort of meteorological term.
Like flash flooding, but not all that big of a deal.
Your street goes under sometimes.
Made it sound like El Nino has the U.S. East Coast in its bullseye.
Wow.
El Nino.
Wow.
Back again.
Well, it's always every year we go through it, and it's getting because the sea is rising. And it's warm.
Yeah.
We're getting all the effects of what that means. And I know, Gordon, you know all about El Nino and La Nina.
Well, yeah. And now, how close are you to the shore there? I don't know exactly where you're located.
Norfolk is on the coast. Norfolk, New York, and New Orleans are all in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
With
yeah.
flooding in general.
Yeah.
Because, and so it's not just what which storm affects you how. It's just generally the sea gotcha. Is warmer and rising.
Yeah.
So they, at the end of the term, it says solutions are definitely found and funded locally. And, of course, New York City is like a bathtub. You know, once it floods there, it just hangs out
stays.
In the streets like a bathtub.
I just want you to yeah. know. I yeah. want
scary
you to know
stuff.
that it's fake. You know, this climate change thing is just fake. It's not real. So, you know, but calm down, okay? Just relax. No big deal. Just a nuisance. All right. Thanks for giving us that update on that.
Thanks for the update, Sherry.
You're welcome.
All right.
Sherry, thank you very much.
No,
we got
no rain at all.
All right.
Talk to you later.
We got to move on here.
Yeah.
And
thanks, Sherry.
Terry Bell, step on in here. I don't know. I know you're tight on time here. We just want to quickly mention one of the stories that's on the top of your list.
Yeah, everybody's talking about the Marquette poll that was just released.
Yeah, we're learning a little bit more about the presidential race here in Wisconsin, where mm-hmm. it's very important. Mm-hmm. So it's close, which isn't a surprise to anyone.
Right.
A bunch of different numbers, but basically Trump and Harris are within 1 point of each other. If you look at registered voters, Trump is up 50 to 49. If you look at likely voters, Harris is up 50 to 49. And, of course, there are different results when you figure in the third party and independent
candidates. RFK and
yeah. The
Stein.
Interesting thing to me is that they also asked, you know, there are no crystal balls, but they asked people if President Biden had stayed in the race. According to this poll, people in Wisconsin, Trump would be leading by 5 points.
Wow. Okay.
So the Harris factor seems to be very much in effect in this poll.
I'm surprised by that question because it seems like something they just threw in. Usually they don't, add questions very readily here.
Well, you know, these were extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
And they were going to take the poll right about the time Biden dropped out of the race. They decided to hold off and wait. And so it was a logical question to ask at that point.
Good for them.
Yeah.
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 So
they
now
did.
National numbers come out today?
The national Marquette poll comes out today.
Yep.
Okay.
I have a few preliminary numbers on that. It's Harris 50 over Trump 42,
what?
RFK 6%. And those are likely voters, registered voters, though. Harris leads Trump 47 to 41%, and that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
For Harris.
Yeah.
I just have one more question for Terry.
Sure.
What?
Do you know he does Orange Theory? Do you know what Orange Theory is? It's a killer workout.
Yeah.
Terry's doing that.
I've talked to Terry.
I tried
about
to
this
do it once
really,
for a few months, and it's killer.
Yeah.
And look at him. See? That's why.
I know.
He doesn't want to talk about it. I mean,
but look at him. He's a beast.
You've been, how long have you been doing this? I mean, it's a workout.
Five years.
Wow.
Well, I've tried to be active all my life. I came across this place about 2018, so that's more like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're in fantastic shape.
Oh, God. I don't know about that.
I think so.
All right, Terry.
Hey,
thank you.
Guys.
We appreciate you stopping.
Thank you.
All right.
12 minutes past the hour. Hey, why don't we open up the text lines here? We've got a Chula Vista Resort gift certificate to give away. Now, listen up, because this expires September 1st. So you can only, we only want you to enter if you can use this in the next, 3 weeks or so, whatever we have left in August. It's an overnight stay in a 2-bedroom condo, but you can sleep up to 6 in that condo.
Are there other restrictions, days of the week or anything
there
like
are
that?
Some
oh, okay.
other restrictions, so just know that going in. But we want you to text in to 608-879-8255 and text in the words Water Park Chula. Water Park Chula.
And your email address.
And your email address. Include that into your text, okay? Water Park Chula.
Did you come up with that on the spot, Gordon?
I did, Sam.
Doesn't show.
You saw my eyes rolling around, and then I saw your eyes rolling around. Like, that's a stupid thing to have to text in. But yeah, that's what I came up with, and now it's too late to change it.
Oh, God.
Water Park Chula. Okay.
Well, now we have it.
And we'll keep that text line open for about 15 minutes, so you got plenty of time to enter.
And we'll randomly choose somebody.
Yep. All right. And they will be the winner. Okay.
All right. Let's dip into
the
other.
What's the text line number?
Text line number, one Karen, is 608-879-8255, 608-879-8255, or just jump on the Civic Media app and text
it. Yeah, use the app. Right? Just, you know, so just text us.
Stop
there.
Stop calling me Karen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do
that? Get out the phone and punch this in.
No, I'm getting old. I'm losing my mind.
All right.
What else is new?
Let's go to the other big story here. Okay. This was a little chant that happened yesterday. Kamala was talking about Joe Biden. This is cut 49 and then cue up 45 right after that. But let's hear what happened when Kamala brought up Joe Biden.
Okay.
So, our incredible President Joe Biden. He loves Wisconsin. He loves Wisconsin. And I know we are all deeply grateful for his lifetime of service to our nation and for all he continues to do. That's right.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Isn't that great?
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
That's
well,
right.
Yeah, you know, I've got something here that I just noticed yesterday. My little notification from Frontline PBS.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a new special, a 2-hour special, basically, on Biden's decision. That's the name of the documentary.
I started watching that a little bit. I didn't have time, but yeah, I saw it came out.
Yeah,
Frontline's amazing program.
Let's check it out. Let's check a little preview of that out here. Cut 45.
I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
Behind President Biden's fateful decision.
He thought that he'd be able to power through it, but many leaders within the party thought differently.
It is a stunning and historic development.
Through years of interviews.
Culmination of a half century in public life. The very last decision he would make would be to surrender. Of course, that's painful.
Now on Frontline, Biden's decision.
Okay, whose voice is that?
I love that guy's
Who
voice.
Is
he? He's been with
me. It's been the privilege
forever.
Of my life. Serve this nation for over 50 years.
He knew this is the end of a half century in public life, and that the very last decision he would make in that sense would be to surrender.
Yeah.
I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. I made my choice. Now the choice is up to you, the American people.
There it is.
Yeah. Very dramatic.
It, this is a special I definitely want to check out.
Yeah, really. And then he did a one-on-one interview, and some parts of that are coming out. It's going to be, I believe, on CBS Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about, he doesn't think, he thinks no matter what happens, that Trump is going to cause some trouble with the results of the election. He's not, he's very concerned about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's go to something crazy now. J.D. Vance, of course, is accusing Walz of stolen valor. You know, he's lying about his service and retiring from the military. Let's check this out. This is cut 50, and this is just insane.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accused of stolen valor. Three retired command sergeant majors have accused Walz of retiring from their Minnesota National Guard just before their deployment to Iraq in 2005. They also said that he misrepresented himself as a command sergeant major, despite his retirement causing him to lose the promotion. Watch this.
He abandoned us. You know, I mean, what the hell kind of leader does that? I mean, he just, as soon as the shots were fired in Iraq, he turned and ran the other way and hung his hat up and quit.
As far as I know, he's the only one that has bailed in a senior position and then used that 10 minutes and no credibility to hold that position, no experience.
All right, we're going to continue this. We ran out of time here, but I just have to say this is called swift boating.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that in just a few moments.
Good deal. 19 minutes past the hour. We're also going to check in with Brittany Merlot next on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, You need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and on your Civic Media app. Check us out there as well, and you can text us there and give us a call there as well and listen anywhere in the world. This is the John and Gordy Family Show with Catherine Lake, and we're overlooking State Street this morning, Madison, Wisconsin, and a good morning to everyone.
It's Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, just texted me personally and said it was fun to hear my sister on the air, which I appreciate, Mike. Can't wait to talk with Mike again about all the sports he's covering.
And we want to send our congratulations out to Sarah, who just won a Chula Vista Resort gift certificate for an overnight stay at a two-bedroom condo. Congratulations, Sarah. We'll be in touch with you, and we'll be mailing that gift certificate out to you. And we'll have more Chula Vista Resorts stays coming up tomorrow and into next week, too.
Can we give them away?
Some other Dells tickets, too.
Can we give anything away at the night market tonight?
We might. Well, we've got some T-shirts we're going to give away, and we've got we may do a few tickets. Some Dells tickets, so stop by the night market. We'll be right across the street.
We'll see if I give them up or not.
Okay. It's up to John.
I already have them.
You have to fight John Peterson in order to earn these tickets.
That's right.
Our booth will be right in front of the Overture Center.
Arm wrestle.
Yeah, right here on State.
I'm calling it,
Okay.
Let's talk to Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist on staff here, ready to go. What's going on, Brittany? It looks pretty nice this morning.
First of all, I'm going to suggest, can you thumb wrestle for it?
Thumb
wrestle.
That's a great idea. We got what are we doing here? No, you do it like this. One, two, three. All right, let's go. All right. You can't move your arm that much.
You have a huge
I hate what you started here, Brittany.
Okay, whatever.
I love this. We're just watching them.
I know.
Okay. Brittany, what in the heck is going on with the weather today? It's just beautiful here this morning.
Oh, well, it's not going to stay that way. Sorry to bring the bad news to Madison.
Wait a minute.
What a downer.
What?
All right.
I know. That's my job, right?
Yeah. Debbie Downer.
Days.
I can relate. Okay.
No, so you are definitely seeing a cold front head your way. So those clouds are thickening. They're increasing. And you do have chances for some scattered showers, probably from like noon to 3.
Oh, perfect.
They're very light.
No worries.
They're very minor.
Yeah.
Cool. Good.
Yeah.
That's it.
Then it gets sunny. That's
clear
it
for tonight.
Well, so tonight is okay, but maybe just a scattered shower. And then what about looking ahead to the weekend for Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Ooh, we take a cool down. Tomorrow's highs only hitting 70 degrees.
What?
That's it.
That's outrageous.
Wow.
I know.
I like it. I'm not sure.
Fall comes early.
You know, that's the thing. I was going to ask you about that. It seems like we're getting this cold wave a little early in the summer. I mean, just August. You think maybe the seasons have changed or shifted a little bit, right? We had a very warm spring.
Yeah.
We did. I think that the seasons are trying their best to shift, but they're not going to win. I do see a major warm-up still headed our way. So don't worry. We'll just have a little minor break, you know, bonfire weather, hoodies for the Friday and Saturday.
I'm going to a bonfire Saturday night out in the country. So Saturday and Sunday look good?
Oh, perfect. Yes, you're going to have a blast. I want pictures.
Well, I might camp there, but I'm worried about the mosquitoes because there are a lot of mosquitoes I'm hearing up there out in the country. Yeah.
Yes, there are. State bird for sure. They'll carry you away.
Okay. About 70 degrees. They don't come out. Weather like that.
I don't know.
70? That's too cold?
I can't believe
we're using the word cold right now. Yeah, it's early August. Stop using the word.
Yeah. I could use the S word. We could talk about the snow.
Oh, no, what are you doing?
not happening here.
All right.
Fine.
Brittany, thank you so much.
Yep.
We're going to move along. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning and get more on the weekend outlook as well. That's our civic media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Have a good day, Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany.
You too.
All right.
It is hippie Christmas, I will say that.
Christmas.
We talked about this already,
Not a lot of stuff out on the sidewalks yet.
Not quite
yet. We'll probably see that.
Downtown, there's quite a bit of stuff.
Oh, is there?
Is there really?
Yeah, I hadn't noticed.
I think.
I didn't see much.
It's probably going to get even more, I'm sure. But
so for those not in the know, hippie Christmas, of course, when all the students come and go, August 15th, usually, right? Because school starts right at the beginning of September in the university as well, right?
I'm doing my little census survey downtown here at a few places. And a lot of these leases are up on Saturday. So we'll see a lot happen around the weekend as far as hippie Christmas is concerned.
There was a couch out in front next to my place, you know, in that apartment, and it was sitting out there for 3 days.
3 days!
Right by the bus stop there.
Yeah.
And people were looking at it, and I finally went out there, and I said, when are they going to move this couch, you know? And you know what they told me? They told me that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
How can we not see it coming every time?
I do want to say his stories are getting more interesting now that he actually has a subject in it.
Okay.
Right. You know, I don't think I told you guys. A couple weeks ago, I found a chair on the side of the road. It was really, really cool looking chair. It had like a sloped back, and it like was upholstered with this cool design.
Right.
And so it was like a block and a half from my house, so I carried it all the way back to my house, and I got it inside, and I was like cleaning it and vacuuming it and all that. Uh-huh. And then I found bed bugs in it.
Oh, no!
No!
See, that's the problem.
And I had never seen a bed bug before, so I wasn't sure what they were.
Yeah.
And when I realized what it was, I just like threw it out my door as fast as I could.
Oh, my God.
And then somebody else picked it up, so...
Oh, no! Yeah, that's the problem. Oh,
that's
nice going,
awful.
Man.
That's a great story. Thanks for participating, Sam.
Yeah, now we got a bed bug pandemic around here.
And I have itches all over my body now.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What the hell is it? This is Media World now? Are we have Media World?
We're under the radar. Yeah, under the radar at
under
this
the
point.
Radar.
Yeah, and we're still continuing the story here.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no, here's the radar sound effect.
Oh, yeah, that's right, under the radar. Okay.
Something's coming.
We're under the water at this point, I think.
We got sound effects, damn it. We're going to use them. Right.
Yellow submarine's on its way here.
That's right. Oh, no. Oh. Look out. It's an unidentified flying cupcake.
It is. Well, the holes.
The holes.
There's
the holes
nowhere,
are
man.
Everywhere.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. Flashing back.
What? You want us to race through this?
Well, I'm telling you to get to the cut because we've only got 2 minutes left. I don't want
to
run
out. All right. So we heard that it's Stolen Valor. J.D. Vance is saying that Walz left the service early because he knew that his troop or whatever, the squad was going out and to Afghanistan, right? Anyway, they thought, well, he dumped out early. But, of course, when you always have to give notice in order to retire from the service. So he would not have known anything about it. So, anyway, Walz said this. So let's go to cut number 44. All right. This is Walz. Tim Walz.
I cannot wait to talk about what they think. I can't wait to ask him why he wants to take health care and take reproductive rights and why he wants to make sure that the wealthiest pay no taxes as we destroy unions in the middle class. So here's the deal. You said it. These ideas that they're putting out there, they are weird as hell. No one's asking for it. No one's asking for it. We're asking a fair shot. We're asking for health care and child care. We're asking for an education. We're asking for safety in our streets. That's what we're asking for.
And Kamala is
also
asking the same thing.
And we're going to get it because that's what this campaign's about.
That's exactly
it. It's about moving forward.
Yep, that's great stuff. And they're sticking to that topic.
Yeah.
They're providing solutions and reasons why they should be elected and not trying to destroy things or take over the government so that at least they have control that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy stuff. I wish you could have had a little time here for Walz and hugs.
Mm-hmm.
People are Fox is attacking him for hugging. Her hugging people.
Oh, coming right back on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Boy, any roadside stand or farmer's market these days is flush with fresh Wisconsin produce. But some of our growers, their season is already past. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Up in Door County, they're drawing to a close the Wisconsin cherry growing season. Jim Sequest is one of those that's wrapping things up already, looking ahead to 2025. He's also a member of the Wisconsin Cherry Marketing Board. And he says it is one of those industries where you need to capitalize on the good years and plan for the poor.
Yeah, it's been, I would say, a fairly depressed. It's a very much a feast or famine business where it's a very perishable crop, and the market is a volatile one where it can be very, very good, very good, higher prices, and then it can be very poor when there's too many. So, and we've been in that valley for a few years, and that's not keeping the interest up of a lot of especially smaller growers.
That's Jim Sequest from Sequest Orchard in Sister Bay up in Door County, also a member of the Wisconsin Cherry Marketing Board. He said 80 years ago, there were more than 700 cherry growers in Door County. Today, less than 10.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next Agri Mindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And again, a big crowd last night at State Fair Park in West Allis for the 2024 Wisconsin Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction. The Grand Champion Steer sold for $35,000 to Kenosha Beef. The exhibitor, Luke Andis from Burlington. The Grand Champion Hog sold for $22,500 to Interstate Parking. A record-breaking Grand Champion lamb sale last night sold for $21,500 to Molson Coors. And for the very first time, the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction included a meat goat. The very first meat goat sold for $10,000 to Meijer. We'll get you more updated figures on that coming up later today. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 75. Wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine still breezy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Crude and Dom.
On the next Devil's Advocates radio show, Crudy sits down with congressional candidate Rebecca Cook and more polling results from Charles Franklin and the Marquette University Law School poll.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Great production value.
And Karen Lake.
No! Stop calling me Karen.
It's great to have a Karen in the studio.
I know. It's a real treat. 7:35 and beautiful outside this morning. We've got a little bit of sunshine, a few clouds, more clouds moving in later, high near 76, maybe a couple of spots of rain late today or tonight. But we're going to go with the night market. It's all on tonight, right downtown State Street and around the Capitol. We'll be there right across from our station, and we'll be at the...
That reminds me of the...
The Overture Center will be right in front of that tonight from 5 till 9.
Very fun. The night market on Madison State Street.
That's
also
right.
The much-anticipated Madison Public Market.
Yeah, what is this about?
They're still opening in 2025 with a focus on better creating space for people to connect with their community and support local businesses. Have you heard of this? Where is it going to be?
Well, yeah, I heard of it. I mean, what's going on?
Diverse local businesses, a vibrant and welcoming community space, the Madison Public Market's currently under construction. It's starting.
Right.
A 45,000 square foot warehouse on Madison's east side.
That's right.
202.
Putting it together.
202 North 1st Street. Okay. We're 202 State Street, so I was a little, what? If all goes to plan,
Harrison,
who's the executive director, says she hopes to receive the keys by the end of January and open the space in the late spring or early summer of 2025. Public market.
And we'll be doing our show from laptops, so that's why. All right. I want to bring up something that was interesting, being a Milwaukee guy myself. I'm familiar with Milwaukee.
Yes. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've lived on each side of the town, but Laura Ingraham now seems to know a little bit about Minnesota. Oh, could we just get
Minnesota
to this cut here? Yeah, this is cut 47. Listen to Laura Ingraham.
Who is Laura Ingraham again?
She's from Fox.
Well, she's a conservative talk show host.
Let's
just listen.
All right.
And these are just facts, Mary Catherine Hamm. I mean, if you know Minnesota, and I don't well, especially Milwaukee, it's changed.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, if you know Minnesota, and I know it well, especially Milwaukee, it's changed. Yeah, well, it has changed dramatically. It's changed states. I did not know Milwaukee moved.
Wow.
Oops.
We really are the flyover states, aren't we?
Oh, apparently.
They don't know jack about us on either coast.
Hmm. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel said this about it.
What did they say?
Rejoice, Minnesota Vikings fans living in enemy territory. Apparently, Milwaukee is part of Minnesota now, so enjoy.
Yeah.
Wow.
She got razzed constantly on X yesterday. It's a one person's right. Is someone going to tell her?
Someone should call.
They're going to respond by being like, there's a Milwaukee street in the outskirts of Minneapolis. That's what she was talking about. Yeah, that's how she'll come out of that one.
Oh, really?
Milwaukee street in Minneapolis.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, go with that.
Yeah. Well, she knows all about it.
Okay.
Especially Milwaukee and Minnesota. Gotta love that stuff.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
Yeah. You don't?
I don't.
You should.
I don't even
know. Yeah, I have a list here. I thought this was interesting.
Yeah.
You know, Republicans, MAGAs, are trying to find out how can they rip into Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate.
Gotta find something.
What can they find?
They messed with his military record.
Well,
they
released this. Walz's health also has faced criticism from Republicans that his policies as governor were too liberal. You know, I hate that. That is one of the dumbest talking points ever. It's too liberal.
It's not what dumb are you talking for the right.
About?
It's not
anyway,
the
they're
right.
Talking about including legalizing recreational marijuana for adults. Oh, no, the adults get to do something that they want? Unbelievable. Or how about this? This is really outrageous, too. Protecting abortion rights, expanding LGBTQ protections, implementing tuition-free college for low-income Minnesotans, and providing free breakfast and lunch for school children in the state. That is not another reason to be outraged by the extreme liberalism of these individuals.
Who would want these things?
Who would want that? Yeah.
Only everybody.
Just a.
I think that's what Walt said, too, was like, this is really, you're right. Yeah. I'm crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just nuts. Now, let's go to, this is Tim Walz being criticized. For hugging people too much. This is cut 46. They're looking for something that will stick to the wall.
He's a hugger.
Let's check this out.
It's not the way we move, and the handshake. They're showing the videos telling. Here. This is Waltz and his wife shaking hands like business associates, followed by a weird hug. Now let's compare that to Waltz's interaction with Kamala's husband, Doug. Interesting.
What?
What's going on here?
Wow. Yeah, Jesse, you know, I'm a D-list cable guy, right?
You're not.
Well, all right, maybe C and a half list.
Okay.
The point being that I sometimes get invited to speaking events across the country like you are.
Yes.
Right? And when I'm done, my wife usually comes with me because it's kind of a mini vacation.
Yeah.
And I give her a hug and a kiss because you met Mrs. C. And,
yes.
You know, I'm a lucky guy.
God.
I'm not shaking her hands like I'm at a State Farm convention. Right? But that's what we saw here with Tim Walz. Some may call this weird. That's the only adjective that comes to mind.
And right? A hug is not the way you hug your wife. You know, you hug your wife from the body. You don't hug like this.
Yeah.
Different than
you
hugged up.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know there were rules.
It was very sumo wrestling like almost, right?
He was going to take him out.
Sumo wrestling.
Yeah. But boy, he liked
Doug.
He
loves Doug. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, you've seen Jill in the same embrace.
The nanny loved Doug.
Yeah, a little too much.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Wow. So, I love the fact that they're just rambling.
Yeah. They're analyzing body language.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they should analyze the body language between Donald Trump and Melania. Because, you know,
that's a really good point.
Remember when he tried to grab her hand when they were walking and she just slipped his hand away? Yeah. Like, don't even touch
don't
me.
Touch
don't
me.
Even get nervous.
Or he was going to hug her before she got into the limo and she kind of pushed him away. She got into the limo.
I'm getting in and getting out.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the body language is worse on that side of the aisle at least.
Hey, we have Nick Ramos on the line here.
Oh, we do.
He is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're
How
doing
are you?
Great. How are
you're,
you?
You're busy, I suppose, huh? Running around.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know me. I am not a morning person, but I will tell you something. I'm feeling inspired, fellas. I'm feeling jazzed, man. I mean, look, we're 5 days away from election day, man, and people are early voting and people are pumped, dude. So
yes.
I am pumped as well.
Yeah, the primary August 13th. So, yeah, starting to already get those votes coming in.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But also, you know, we've got a couple of amendments. I think that you really have to kind of explain some of this to our listeners, because if somebody's on the fence yet or they haven't heard about these, we really have to talk about a little bit more vote no, basically. But can you tell us a little bit about these amendments?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, it's really simple, ladies and gentlemen. Like, if you like people coming in into your living rooms and telling you that, like, 90 years worth of precedent isn't good, and telling you that they like to create problems with your taxpayer money, then vote yes on both constitutional amendments. Because right now, things are there aren't problems, like, as far as the current structure and framework of how federal dollars are appropriated here in the state of Wisconsin. And 40 other states also have the same system as far as the legislature does not step in and there isn't some kind of special process that happens when federal money is allocated to at the state level. I mean, there's certain, there's certain states that have like things that they will do, but otherwise, like right now, these two questions, the way that they are framed, and again, the way that they are put on people's ballots, I mean, it is very confusing. And so the best way to try and describe it to people, the legislature has certain powers that are bestowed upon it. And right now they want more power. They want to be able to step in front of the governor when money is allocated from the federal government. And they want to be able to vote on it. They want to be able to deliberate on it. They want to be able to horse trade on it. And the same ways that they've done on things like PFAS money, on things like our budget. And it's just funny because they already have power. So why are they going and trying to take more power for themselves? And so if we allow that to happen, then it's going to be a situation where, God forbid, you know, an emergency happens. And like, God forbid, a coronavirus 2.0, or let's say, again, tornadoes. I've been hearing a lot of tornado sirens in the last month and some change. And now that we've got a new Twister movie out, if something were to happen in Wisconsin and it were to decimate homes and the legislature, if we pass these amendments, and guess what? I mean, the governor can't just go and act.
Well, you got to remember.
Have to wait.
You got to remember that the legislature was on vacation during the COVID pandemic. They did not come back into session. They did not come back to help. And that's one thing to just keep in mind. They have a horrible track record, by the way. They refused to use $1.6 billion in federal dollars to expand Medicaid, of course. And they needlessly left about 90,000 of their fellow citizens without coverage of health care. So they don't really care. You know, this has been something tragic. In fact, what they did, if they had control of the federal dollars instead of the governor in an emergency situation, they would do what they did to the UW by withholding funding until they got rid of DEI programs.
Yeah.
They could do that very easily during a disaster and say, well, we'll dole this out and help you out, help those businesses out in a major flood or a pandemic, but you have to get rid of or do this if you want the money. And it's really a horrible scenario, if you know what I mean.
From your lips to God's ears, man. And I mean, like, beyond just emergencies, like, think about just what, again, this federal money, which is our taxpayer money,
right.
It goes beyond just the emergency stuff. I mean, think about it. Infrastructure, childcare. I mean, if you go to the Badger Bounce Back website online right now, you can look at all the money that gets it funds all the community organizations and things. And if you just think about all the times this legislature, and again, they are extremely unpopular. They are the most unpopular body here in the state of Wisconsin. And there's a reason, because people are gaveling in and gaveling out and then, you know, are playing politics with our lives. And it's like, I don't want to have to sit here and play partisan games with children's lives, my family's lives. Like, at the end of the day, why are we creating problems with the amendments and with the Constitution? Like, amendments, doesn't that sound like when you're amending something, you're fixing something,
right?
You're not creating more problems with it. Like,
yes.
If we're going to create problems, you're going to now cement it into a document like the Constitution, and now we're going to be stuck with it forever.
Right.
Like, these guys gerrymandered themselves into seats, and now they see that the maps are coming, and now they're trying to do everything they can to see what sticks. And so we need to vote no on both of these constitutional amendments.
Right.
We're talking with Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Just have a few seconds here, but we're going to hold you over for a few more minutes if we can, Nick. But I just want to quickly reference something you just mentioned. You said the Wisconsin Bounce Back website?
Badger Bounce Back.
And that, what is that exactly?
So it's a website that literally tracks the money that Governor Evers has been able to spend in federal dollars and tracks all where it's gone for businesses, for community organizations. And so you can just go there and find where the money, where the money goes.
All right. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 FM 1580 AM Civic Media app as well. Text us or give us a call. One way or another, Sherry has sent another emoji along.
Yeah, we get her every
cup
morning
of coffee,
from Sherry.
A dancing cup of coffee.
From Oregon, yeah.
All right, we've got Nick Ramos on the line. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, you mentioned that the legislature is very unpopular. Let's go back to that poll in February of this year. It showed that Republican-controlled legislature has never been more unpopular. Only, get this, this is outrageous, 34% of voters approve of the job the legislature has done. 58% oppose it. The legislature was the only one in negative ratings, a minus 24 compared to Evers, who had a plus 7 at 51% favorable. Voss was given only 13% favorable rating, which is just unbelievable. How that guy stays in office is anybody's guess. And would you want to stop the governor from spending federal funds for the environment, health care, roads, disaster relief? I mean, this also came out just a few days ago. They are the least active full-time legislature in the country since the pandemic. I mean, these are not great awards.
No, they're not.
I mean, look, real quick. I mean, it's like George Costanza in Seinfeld asking for a promotion when he doesn't deserve it. Like, we're really this legislature, who is not in session a ton, not working a ton, is now asking for more responsibility. Like, if this was your kid, you would be like, son, you're not doing the chores. You don't deserve to drive the car. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's so why do you think you deserve to be able to step in when you haven't even proven that you can do the job right? Like, so, and then I get to listen to all these goofy talking points of, oh, well, it's going to restore checks and balances, and it's going to restore democracy. Man, give me a break.
I know.
Like, the governor ran a statewide election, all right? If you're mad at how the governor allocated that money, vote the governor out. Don't go and then be nuclear with our Constitution. Like, and then create a scenario where that we got to try and keep 132 people accountable, and they all got to be accountable to their constituents. It's like, we got a governor that's got to be accountable to the entire state of Wisconsin, and it's a full-time governor instead of a part-time laissez-faire legislature that don't belong to all of us. They belong to their constituents, and they're going to horse trade and do the things that are good for their constituents and good for their donors. So, like, I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Nick Ramos from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Before we wrap things up here, Nick, give everybody your website and contact information.
Yep.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm over here getting all hot, and I got to fly home to Ohio.
Okay. I'm coming
right back. Don't worry. I gotta go get my new car. Transmission in the Honda is dead, but you know what?
No.
Turn of the Mac.
Oh man.
Okay. It's all right.
All right.
Hey, so it's okay.
All right.
Mama Ramos, you saved me. But the website's WISDC.org. And again, check it out. We're going to be putting a lot of information. I mean, we already have a lot of information about the amendments on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so please give it a whirl. And if you want to email people about the amendments, we have all types of language on there to email friends, neighbors, peers, whoever.
Out.
Like, please, you know, 5 days left. There is no time to sleep. No sleep till Brooklyn. No sleep till we get these two amendments done. And you got to make sure you read your ballots, because these two things, you're going to have a lot of things on your ballots. All right. A lot of candidates, maybe some other like ballot referendums that are specific to your local district. But like, you want to make sure you read these specific two questions. It's going to be about the legislature and their like powers, and then the governor's power to spend federal money, appropriation money.
Mm-hmm.
You want to vote no two times. It might be at the bottom, or you might have to flip your ballot over, or it might be virtual, but you want to make sure you read it thoroughly. Vote no twice. Guys, this is too important.
It is. Yep. Way too important.
Good information, Nick. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And safe travels wherever you're headed, okay?
Good luck with the vehicle, man.
Hey. Okay. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care. All right. Okay.
Very good. That's Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. All right. Good deal.
Leftovers.
Yeah. Time for this, that, and the other. Leftovers.
Oh, I just love the leftovers. Yep. Why don't we get to something that I thought was fairly interesting? You know how Republicans and MAGAs don't like public education because there's indoctrination going on there. They want the other kind of indoctrination, which is better and more patriotic. But I think that if we could come up with cut 118, that's from April.
118.
Let me do some searching.
All right.
Got to roll
April
the
was a
Rolodex,
long time ago, John.
So, all right.
Really, well, tipping
way
back
know,
into the
and
archives.
Yeah,
archives.
Because okay. this is a Kansas thing. They really don't like daycare. This is one of the most ridiculous things ever.
We got it.
Yep. You have it? Let's listen to this.
But the platform of the Republican Party to emphasize daycare and the separation of children from their parents. This could have just as easily been a child tax credit. And yet the decision was made to drive a further wedge into our Kansas traditional families. And that decision was made by the people who put their name on this bill.
Daycare, they hate it.
And you have to take credit for that. You have to take blame for that. There has to be a point where this stops.
Kansas.
We know why it's being done. It's the opportunity to get these kids away from parents and indoctrinate them.
Oh.
It's an opportunity to put mothers to work.
My goodness.
We know all that, and we know the result it has on our society.
What?
And yet
boy.
Here we are. Our leadership
we're in the 21st
continues
century.
To drive a stake through the heart of the Kansas traditional family.
There it is. I mean, in a nutshell, that is it, isn't it? It pushes women into the workplace, which is just unthinkable at this point now for MAGAs. And then it is an indoctrination center.
Yes.
We're taking
childcare.
The children away from their parents and putting them in daycare centers where they're indoctrinated. I don't know. Do you ever try to get through to indoctrinate a child?
A three-year-old?
Well, anyway.
You raise them right, you
this
know.
Is going on in Kansas. This is how they're thinking.
Unbelievable.
And this is the kind of thinking that could take place if Trump gets another chance at being in the White House.
All right. You brought us down again. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
I want to leave you on a low note.
Yeah, thanks.
Hand it off to Gordy. He's got
guess
good
what?
News.
Yes. That's all our time for today.
Really? You got new good news for us?
What? Yeah. Tomorrow, Rocker will be with us to give us a Max Inc. preview. And we'll have more Chula Vista gift certificates to give away. Coming up next, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. We'll see you at the night market tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Right here on State Street, beginning at 5 o'clock.
Woo-hoo!
Join us. Have a great day. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Take care, everybody. Woo-hoo. Feed your children. Yes. Send them to daycare.
God, we love you.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Ratcliffe joins us to talk all things sports balls. Brittany Merlot with weather and wine. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.